Hello everyone, the title of the talk is Optimizing Mining Rates Under Financial Uncertainty in Global Mining Complexes. So here is a brief outline of the talk. We're going to start with a small introduction, then we're going to get into financial uncertainty modeling, and we're going to get into mining rate target tracking, and we're going to formulate it in an optimal control framework. This is going to be the main part of the talk. Then we're going to get into distributed control, where we're going to present our iterative method. So this is a problem about a mining complex, so we're going to get into distributed control in this part of the talk. Then we're going to continue with an example, and then we're going to conclude the talk. So here's the introduction. This talk is about mining rate optimization under financial uncertainty. Traditionally, people mostly look into geological uncertainty, and they use stochastic mixed integer programs to solve their problems. Here we're going to go into financial uncertainty. It's a different form of stochasticity. First of all, price is stochastic on the overall horizon, and moreover, it's progressively measurable on the horizon, which means we are able to observe price as time goes on. And not only that, but also price has long-run properties. We can exploit these properties to solve our optimal control problems. In this talk, we're going to go into multiple mines, and we're going to solve a global optimization problem, and the individual optimization problems are coupled. So multiple mines share the same resources, they use the same stockpiles, they use the same processing units, so we have to look at the problem from a global perspective. Here are three methods that we're going to use for this to solve our problem. We're going to use optimal control techniques. Explicitly, we're going to go into dynamic programming. We're going to use stochastic processes to solve the stochasticity in the problem. And since we are solving a mining complex problem, we're going to use a global perspective, and we're going to employ distributed control techniques to solve the global part of the problem. We're going to use a hierarchical approach. We're going to assume the existence of a method for individual stochastic optimization of mine production scheduling, which provides a target, the tracking target for each mine. So we're going to assume the existence of a mining rate target for each mine. And this target is a function of the price, and it is a function of X bar, which is the average extraction rate of all mines. So you see, like here, immediately you see that the problem is coupled. The target is a function of stochastic, is a function of price, and also it's a function of the average extraction rate of all mines. We're going to go into not only optimal control formulation, we're going to go into a stochastic optimal control formulation, since the price process is stochastic and it's stochastic over overall horizon. And we're going to be using a distributed approach to solve our global optimization problem. So how do we formulate a price process? Here you see the equation for the price process. So basically what this equation says is, it says the change in price at time t is a function of the price at time t, and it's a function of some parameter mu. Usually this parameter mu is the long-run mean of the price process, times the change in time, plus some volatility function, which is a function of the price at time t, times Brownian increments. So this part is going to act as the noise in the problem. So this price process is difficult to simulate, because it has stochasticity overall horizon, and the stochasticity change in time. Its distribution is given by the partial differential equation given here. So in physics, this partial differential equation is called the Fokker-Planck equation, and simulating it is known to be very difficult. First of all, it's the partial differential equation that you have variation in time and you have variation in price. Moreover, you have a second order variation in price as well. So you have to solve it in several dimensions, and if you want to simulate it, you need to use a lot of samples, a lot of realizations to accurately model your price stochasticity. So in order not to get into realizations, we're going to employ a stochastic optimal control approach. And we're going to talk about how we do that. So here is our optimal control formulation. So here are the dynamics for our problem. So first of all, we have xk, which is the mining rate of mine k. So we have capital K of these. So we have k mines in our mining complex, and each mining rate of mine, individual mine, is denoted by xk. And then we have the control parameter, which is uk. This is the change in mining rate for each mine. Moreover, we have the price. Here is a simplified form of what we have seen before. Change in price at time t equals to some parameter mu times the price at time t times the change in time plus some volatility times the price at time t times the Brownian increment. And then the change in mining rate at time t for mine k equals control parameter u at time t of mine k times the change in time. And so this is the only dynamics for the problem for each mine. And then we have a cost function for each mine. Remember, this is the distributed approach. So each mine is going to be solving its own problem. Each mine is going to be optimizing its own individual cost function. So the cost function is an integrated cost function. It's a discounted cost function. So basically, it minimizes its distance from a target mining rate called psi here. So the target for mine k is a function of the price at time t, and it is a function of the average mining rate of all mines. So basically, each mine is trying to minimize its distance from its target. And then each mine is also trying to minimize its control action, which is the change in mining rate. So here you see that the integration is the horizon is going from zero to infinity. However, at some point, the target becomes zero. So after some finite point, the rest of the horizon is not important. So here we put our problem into the standard form. So remember, we have a coupled problem. We have individual mines which are minimizing their own individual difference from their targets. Here in this formulation, you have only three mines here. So we can have more than three, but here, for simplicity, we are only using three mines. So you see, like, the mines are coupled; their dynamics are put together in a single form. And then we also see the stochastic price here, which its dynamics are also important for the problem. So you stack all the dynamics into a single form, and then you write it together all together here in this form. Here we denote this matrix by A, this matrix by B, this matrix by M, and we put the volatility terms into this form. So now we define the value function for this problem. So the value function is the cost where the optimal control is embedded into the cost function. And we're going to use dynamic program to minimize this cost function. So basically, a dynamic program says your value at time zero equals minimizing time zero, minimizing today, plus the value at time tomorrow. Value of tomorrow equals minimizing tomorrow plus the value of the rest of the horizon. And we continue like this until the end of the horizon, and then we use induction methods to solve our dynamic program. This is the dynamic program approach. So using formula writing the dynamic program for this problem is here. The value function is the solution to the dynamic program, and it's given by the Hamilton-Jacobi-Bellman equation given here. So as I said, this is nothing but formula writing dynamic program for this problem. And this particular form of equation is denoted by Hamilton-Jacobi-Bellman in physics. So it is a partial differential equation. It's usually difficult to solve, but we're going to see that for this problem, we're going to be able to solve it explicitly. So in the paper, we show that the value function is quadratic in parameter x. So it can be written in the form given here. It's a quadratic function, and it's given xt pi x plus 2xt s plus q. So if we insert this particular form of value function into the HJB here, and then we solve it, and then we find that the optimal control action at time t for mine k equals some constant matrices times some matrix times the mining rate at time t plus the function s given here. So So the solution to the value of the matrix pi is given here. It's again doing the same thing, putting this value function into the HJB and solving it, and we find our pi here. And then same thing for S. We calculate S using this ordinary differential equation and put it into the optimal control action, and we obtain our optimal control action at time t for mi and k. So if you see here, the function S is a function of all mining actions at time t. So each mine's optimal action depends on all the rest of the mines in the mining complex. So that means we formally wrote the optimal control action for mine k, but it depends on what the rest of the mines are doing. So in a sense, we have to put all the equations together and see if a solution exists to the equation system. So for three mines, basically we're going to have nine equations of this sort, and we're going to analyze if a solution exists, first of all. And the answer is yes, a solution exists for this system of equations. And here we have our convergence result, which says if you start from a random control action for each mine, and if you iterate this equation system infinite number of times, you're going to converge to a control action for each mine. So okay, each mine finds its optimum control action, but is this an equilibrium point or not? And one needs to analyze that. And we do that in our paper, and we show that under Markovian strategies, the iterative procedure gives the unique equilibrium of the game. The equilibrium is presented in a Nash sense in the paper. So here's an example. Again, we have our price process given here, and then one can write it in this form. So for our problem, we look into gold prices in the history and try to estimate our parameters using real data. And the estimates can be obtained using maximum likelihood estimation for alpha and sigma here, and you can put them here into the formula here. And then we assume that the tracking function, the mining rate tracking function for each mine, is given in this form. So as you see, it's a very simple form given here, but you can use many parameters for this system. It's not binding. Here we are using only three parameters, just for simplicity. So we use some values for these parameters here. And I recall that we have a cost function for each mine. Each mine is minimizing its distance from the mining rate target, and it's also minimizing its own action. Mines do not want to change their mining rate at each time, so we want to minimize the control action at time t as well. And we integrate this cost over the whole horizon. So this is the mining price trajectory for starting from 1978, and we estimate our parameters using maximum likelihood estimation, and you see, and then we simulate several times just to make sure that our estimations are fine, and you see like the simulations are covering the real data pretty well, so we know that our estimates are working fine. And then we use only a single trajectory and a single realization and see what the optimum control algorithm does for each mine. Here we have three mines, and this is the realization of the price for 20 years, and this is the mining rate of each mine. So these mines have different parameters, and you see each mine is behaving differently to change of price in time. Here we are presenting both the global optimization that we have presented in this work and individual optimization. So you see here, if you try to individually solve the problem, each mine's reaction to the price change is pretty much the same. It's a smooth function, but it's when price increases, the mining rate increases for each mine, etc. But when you globally solve it, you see like since they are sharing the same resources, they react differently. So one mine increases its mining rate like very high, whereas some other mine is not reacting to the price changes much. They are heterogeneously using the resources. Apparently it's more profitable for these two mines to use most of the resources. As I said, if you use individual approach, you're gonna get a different answer, and the one on the left provides more profit. So, oops, sorry. All right, I'm going to go into conclusions here. We have presented a stochastic optimal control framework for optimizing mining rates. So we have used dynamic programming principles to solve our problem. We use a stochastic process to exploit stochasticity in the problem. And we have shown that optimal control is basically based on additions and multiplications of matrices. It's computationally pretty cheap. It's linear in the number of mines. Remember, each mine is solving its optimization separately, so it's linear in the number of mines. And then we show that each mine is solving its own problem and then sending the information to others. This iteration is reaching a unique equilibrium of the game, and it's reaching an equilibrium point. This framework is not binding. Here we have shown only for three mines, only for three parameters, but you can easily extend the number of, you can increase the number of parameters, you can increase the number of mines. As long as this number is finite, the method works fine. The only binding part of this whole framework is one needs to use Markovian price processes. If you go into non-Markovian price process, the dynamic programming principle cannot be shown in the Hamilton-Jacobi-Bellman equation, and the framework is not going to work for that purpose. However, it works fine for the Markovian price processes, and one needs to use independent increments of disturbance, independent noise process. If you want to use, let's say, fractional Brownian motion, one needs to use other techniques. So this is the end of my talk. Thank you very much.